Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with your host, Hank Hanegraaff. The Bible Answer Man is the radio ministry of the Christian Research Institute, designed to equip believers to defend their faith and become true disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, because life and truth matter. Our phone number is 888-7000-CRI. That's 1-888-7000-274. You can find us on the internet at equip.org. That's equip.org. Today's broadcast is an encore presentation. And now, to begin today's broadcast, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. It's always great to be in studio as we answer your questions throughout the United States and Canada. Our contact information on the web, equip.org, via the mailbox 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, and resource consultants are standing by, 888-7000, and the letters CRI. I want to talk for a few minutes with the publisher of the Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated. And the reason I want to do this is because he is really the primal force behind this book. If it were not for my publisher, Jack Countryman, this book would not exist today. From the very beginning, many, many years ago, he told me to take the questions that I answer on the broadcast, to chisel my answer until just the gem emerges, and to put that in a book. And it took him a number of years before I was convinced to do it. The book has come out now in different editions. There was an initial edition, then a second volume, then the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, and there's the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition Revised and Updated. And quite frankly, when Jack started talking about this project, I didn't know how we could improve on the last one. And it wasn't until I actually saw it in the studio that I realized that, quite frankly, this is the most beautiful book that I have ever seen. It is beautiful in its presentation. Of course, I love the content, but the presentation is exquisite. It's bigger than the last Bible Answer book, and it's etched in silver, it's leather-bound. It's just an absolutely exquisite book, and I thought I'd have the publisher, my good friend Jack Countryman, on to talk about his vision for this book and to thank him for making it a reality. Jack, good to have you on the broadcast.
Well, Hank, it's just great to be with you today and to talk about our favorite subject, the Complete Bible Answer Book.
You have been in this business, the business of gift books, and you're the one that talked me into making this a gift book as opposed to what we would call a regular trade book. Talk about the difference between the two and why you thought this was perfectly suited for what is called the gift book category.
Well, as we discussed so many times, that you chisel and really bring about the nuts and bolts of really what the subject that you're dealing with. And I just felt like, from my experience, if someone has a beautiful book that they put in their hands and they say, my, this is just wonderful, that first of all, they want to read it themselves. And secondly, they want to give it to someone as a gift. And as we talked about putting this book together, I just couldn't help but feel like this is the perfect subject. I mean, after all, you've done with this book 195 subjects. Can you imagine? This book is as important as a companion piece to the Bible. And then you've added the 25 acronyms. So we have 600 pages here of just a material that is so valuable to our Christian walk, to our Christian belief, to our Christian understanding. And I just am thrilled that we've been able to do it and bring it out. And we're as proud of this particular edition as you are.
Hard to believe when we started this Project Jack many years ago that the book now would stand at over 500,000 copies.
Well, it is a miracle, but it also proves that people want to know the truth, and truth matters. And people want to know what is the Bible has to say. And you have been working for 30 years now and telling people about the answers that the Bible has, and it's just a wonderful experience. And we're hopeful to continue to build the numbers. So next time we talk, maybe we'll be talking about 1,000,000 books.
The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated, available for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, our outreaches around the world. You can get your copy on the web at equip.org, or when you write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Our resource consultants are standing by, 888-7000 and the letters CRI. And when you join the monthly CRI support team, be pleased to send you a copy of the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated, personalized to you, a family member, or a friend. You can check it out on the web at equip.org. Jack, before you go, I want you to talk for a moment about your age. And the reason I want you to do that is because you are the youngest person I have ever seen in their 80s, and you believe that every single moment is precious, and every time I see you, you're excited about life. You recognize that what you do now counts for all eternity. I want you to share that passion with our audience.
Well, I'm 86, and I believe that retirement is not in the Bible. It's never a part of life, and my ambition has always been, I'm an old athlete, and my motto has always been, Lord, don't put me on the bench. Keep me on the playing field. Keep me out where the action is. Let me be a part of what you're doing. And if you do that, I will serve you faithfully. And that is my passion. That is my belief. That is my life.
And every single breath is significant. I remember my dad telling me that, Jack, when he was struggling with a fibrosing in the lungs, it encroached upon his ability to assimilate oxygen. And as he was dying, I asked him, Dad, don't you just want to get out of the misery, go home and be with the Lord? And he said, no, son, every single moment God gives me is precious. And as I've shared with you privately, he was able to pray for every one of his children and every one of his grandchildren and every one of his great-grandchildren before he went home to be with the Lord. So even his last breath was significant. So what you're doing is encouraging all of us to run the race, to finish the race, to complete the race that the Lord our God has given us, so that when we stand before him, he can say, well done.
Amen. Amen, my brother.
Well, Jack, you have been a great friend to me for many years, and I wanted to have you on the broadcast to publicly thank you for not only urging me to do this book, because without you, as I mentioned at the opening of the show, the book wouldn't be a reality, but I appreciate the fact that you and the rest of the staff at Thomas Nelson have put your genius to work in terms of the presentation itself, because it's not just the cover, leather bound and etched in silver, but it's the complementary colors inside, the way the titles are laid out. I mean, it's just a masterpiece. I really appreciate the work that you've done on this book. Give Laura and the rest of the team my regards and tell them how deeply grateful I am. I know people are getting this book and they're passing it on to other people. It's been a wonderful resource to equip people.
Well, we're just so privileged to be a part of it and be able to bring it into the marketplace. And we are as pleased with the beauty of the book as you are. You know, this book has 600 pages of absolute gold. So I want to encourage everyone to get the book, to read it, and be a part of their life.
Jack Countryman, he is the founder of the gift book division at Thomas Nelson, a great friend of mine for many, many years. Appreciate having you on the show, Jack.
Well, thank you, Hank. It's been my privilege.
And remember, the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated, available for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, our outreaches around the world. Get your copy. Check it out on the web at equip.org, or simply write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Our resource consultants, as always, standing by, 888-7000, and the letters CRI. We'll be back in just a few moments with more answers to your questions right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised, updated, available for your gift. Please go to the web right now, get your copy, equip.org. Back in just a few.
The average Christian can't be expected to be a Bible scholar, and in today's fast-paced culture, only few people are going to do the heavy lifting of systematically searching Scripture to find the accurate answers they need. Hank Hanegraaff's The Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, revised and updated, offers you concise, accessible, and well-researched answers. Receive the revised and updated Complete Bible Answer Book as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Equip.org. Stay tuned. Hank Hanegraaff will be back after the break. An infinite God reduced to the size of a human embryo, the creator of time and space, invading both in human form? Such is the mystery and the majesty of the Incarnation, supreme being condescending to become one of us. Perhaps nothing is more important than grasping the significance of the coming God in human flesh. Without the life, death, and resurrection of the incarnate one who walked among us, our world would be unfathomably dark. To be equipped as a witness and to be inspired in your walk, you'll want to feast on Hank Hanegraaff's book, Incarnation, The Ultimate Self-Revelation of God. To receive your copy of Incarnation, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Equip.org. The number of wolves surrounding the Christian flock is growing, and they relish nothing more than docile sheep utterly incapable of defending themselves. From militant secularists at home to militant Islamists abroad, the assaults on biblical Christianity are growing dangerously. But Christian Research Institute support team members aren't in favor of feeding these wolves. Instead, each day they're making possible an array of outreaches that defang these wolf packs with solid arguments and evidence that have stood the test of time. What's more, support team members are equipping themselves with CRI's Equipping Essentials, a hand-picked collection of the best apologetics tools around. Your selection of resources, along with a complimentary subscription to the Christian Research Journal, are just our way of saying thanks. To learn more about the benefits of membership, simply visit equip.org. Once again, that's equip.org. The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated, is a comprehensive collection of the most often asked as well as most difficult questions Hank Hanegraaff has received in nearly three decades of hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. This expanded edition contains new entries, leading readers to a better understanding of God and our relationship to Him in Jesus Christ. The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated, is a comprehensive, handy, and attractive volume that you will return to again and again. Take your exploration of God's Word to new heights and receive the revised and updated Complete Bible Answer Book as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Now back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And when you get the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated, remember that 100% of the proceeds go to this ministry so that the lives of people can be impacted around the world. Again, you can check it out on the web at equip.org or write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Resource consultant standing by, 888-7000. And the letters here, I will go right to the phone calls. First up today, Al, he's listening in Maryland, listening on Sirius XM 131. Hi, Al.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call. And I really appreciate you. I'm hoping that one day I can have half the knowledge that you have so I can help some people too. Yeah, my question is about salvation. And I heard a preacher say the other day that he said the sinner's prayer maybe 100 times, and he's hoping that one of them caught on. So my question is, how does somebody get saved? I mean, how do you know that you went from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of God?
Yeah, and it's not done through some kind of a magical potion where you say the same thing over and over again and hope that it catches on. It's a matter of wanting to be a participant in the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which is to say, it's a recognition of who He is. He's the one who spoke and the universe leapt into existence. He's the one who knit you together in your mother's womb, and to follow Him is to say, I want to participate in the kingdom that you have established on earth. And those that wish to participate and follow Jesus Christ, He does not turn away. What you have to do, however, is be willing to turn away from the things of the world and love Jesus Christ more than anything else. And ultimately, in doing that, you have a relationship not only in time, but a relationship for all eternity. And I think one of the things that so often people imagine is that what Christianity amounts to is simply a prayer that gets us into a good place and keeps us out of a bad place. And that's not really a good view of what biblical soteriology or the doctrine of salvation is. It is experiencing life in Christ. It is experiencing life that is life more abundantly. It is experiencing Jesus Christ. It is not just knowing about Him, but it is having an experience with Him. And that is an experience, as I said, not only in time, but also in eternity.
Okay. All right. And what does baptism have a role to play in salvation?
Oh, baptism is very, very important as the first act of obedience, because those who follow Jesus Christ are now saying to the world, I have been buried to my old life, raised to newness of life through His resurrection power. I am now joined with Christ. But I would say that baptism also has tremendous grace to offer to the life of the believer. Because we are, as it were, like a sponge immersed in water. And when we're immersed in that water, the sponge takes on that water. There's an inner penetration of the life of Christ with ours. So we don't live our life in our own energy or power, but rather in His. And that's what Paul says, to this end I labor, struggling with all His energy, which so powerfully works in me. We can either struggle with our own energy, or we can struggle with His energy, and that powerfully works in us and enables us to live the overcoming life.
All right. Thank you very much.
You got it. Back to the phone lines. We'll talk to Jerry in Denver, Colorado, KRKS.
Hey, my question is in regards to cremation versus burial of our bodies.
Yes.
And where the Bible tells us that God will resurrect our bodies, and my thoughts just think about, because I've just recently bought a cremation policy. You know, of course, people that have died in plane accidents and that sort of thing, you know, God is more than able to resurrect that body that may be incinerated. But what's your take on that?
Yeah, well, Jerry, what I've said many times on the broadcast is very consistent with what you said in the prologue to the question. God can resurrect the cremated just like he can resurrect the buried, just like he can resurrect someone who has died 6,000 years ago or 10,000 years ago. And even when we talk about resurrection, we're not assuming that every molecule is resuscitated. We're simply saying there's continuity between the body that is and the body that will be. You have a blueprint, I have a blueprint, and God resurrects us according to that DNA or according to that blueprint. So cremation is perfectly fine as long as you make certain that the resurrection is spoken of. And it's much easier to do that with burial than it is with cremation, so you simply have to go to a greater extent to explain resurrection. And if resurrection is explained, that's the main and the plain thing. Because at death, during a funeral, people's minds are now on their own mortality, and it's a perfect opportunity to talk about the central issue of the Christian faith, and that is resurrection. We will rise again, immortal, imperishable, incorruptible. As I've said many times, the Christian faith is not Platonic, it's very physical. We believe in the physical resurrection. As Christ rose, we too will rise. So again, the big issue is the message that is given during that service. If someone is cremated, you still need to impress that the body that has been cremated is going to be resurrected.
Very good. Okay. That makes me feel much better because I've once heard a sermon that cremation is not anti-Christian, but it is maybe less Christian, comparing it to paganism that in the past they would burn the bodies for evil purposes. And
well, that's true as far as it goes, Jerry. I mean, the Eastern idea is escape from the body as opposed to preservation of the body. And so cremation is more associated with an Eastern worldview than it is associated with a Christian worldview. But that does not mean that you cannot associate cremation with resurrection by what is communicated. And that's the point I was trying to make.
Very good. Thank you very much. That helps me tremendously, especially with what, you know, the policy I've just recently, I've been praying over and battling with it, and it just makes me feel so much better. Thank you very much, Hank. I appreciate all that you do.
You got it, Jerry. And I've written about cremation in the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated. It is available for your gift. Check it out on the web, equip.org. Let's go back to the phone lines. We'll talk next to Harry listening in New Mexico. Hi, Harry.
Hello, Mr. Hanegraaff, sir. I am very grateful to God for you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
My question is, when Satan or Lucifer, whatever his name was in heaven, was cast to earth, I don't know what form the earth was then before God created it inhabitable. Is hell in the center of earth, is my question.
No, there's nothing whatsoever that would suggest that hell is in the center of the earth. There are a lot of people that have many different ideas. Some think that it's in the center of the earth, but others think it's in the center of the sun. Some think it's a black hole somewhere in outer space. But the Bible simply doesn't tell us where hell is. What the Bible tells us is that hell will be a graphic reality when Jesus appears a second time. So what happens today is if someone dies, their body is buried, they're absent from that body, and then they're either in the presence of the Lord in comfort, or they are absent the loving presence of the Lord in torment. And Jesus makes this plain in Luke chapter 16. But when Jesus appears a second time, then everyone is resurrected. That's what Jesus said. Not just some, not just believers, but everyone. Jesus said, do not be amazed at this. The time is coming when all who are in the grace will come out. Some will rise to live, and some will rise to be eternally condemned. So those who are physically resurrected are separated from God in a real place, in some location. What we know is that right now we don't know exactly how Jesus is in another dimension, but we know that he is. And though that dimension is not accessible to us, we know that Jesus is as near to us as the flesh upon our bones. One day that veil will be removed, and I think that's a good illustration for hell. Hell may well exist in a dimension as out of reach as the realm to which Christ is now transcended. I've written about this in a lot of detail in a book called Afterlife. What you need to know about heaven, the hereafter, and near-death experiences. Wish I could go on, but I'm out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. See you next week with more of the show.
Thank you for joining us today. Our mission at the Christian Research Institute is to equip Christians to think and to live Christianly. In appreciation for your gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send to you the complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, revised and updated. Just call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28271, or simply visit online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. This then is the climax of divine revelation, God with us. The infinite has progressively revealed himself in accordance with our finitude. Thus, prior to Emmanuel, general and special revelation revealed his glory. But in the incarnation, we have seen his glory. Thus writes Hank Hanegraaff in his book, Incarnation, the Ultimate Self-Revelation of God. In short, God's incarnation in human flesh is the apex of revelation, his last word. In taking on human flesh, God gives us more than the clearest image of who he is. He gives us himself. To receive your copy of Incarnation as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. equip.org.